Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So before the final day of Steelers minicamp last week on the South Side, Chris Boswell at one point during OTAs was asked, do you need to convince the Steelers that you still deserve your job?
Everybody's got to convince them. You know, we're here. We're day to day, week to week, game to game. You know, no one's locked in. And so I'm just here. As long as they'll have me, I'm here for the next practice, the next kick, and that's all I'm focusing on. And
yeah, I disagree with them some. I think that Ben has his job. I think that Cam Hayward has his job. I think that Joe Hayden has his job. I think that Stephon Tuitt has his job. I think the whole offensive line has their jobs.
And Chris Boswell does not have his job. As Ray Fittipaldo wrote in the Post-Gazette today, postgazette.com, final period, final practice of the final day of minicamp. Mike Tomlin has him run the two-minute drill. Okay, number one offense against number one defense. Then he sends Chris Boswell out there, hurries the special teams unit out there for a 47-yard end-of-game scenario kind of field goal. Chris Boswell missed it wide right. Matthew Wright, the undrafted rocket scientist out of Central Florida, made his. Chris Boswell's going to have to fight to keep his job this July and August.
That's the obvious, right? We just stated all the obvious there that Chris Boswell has to fight. Here's the part where I think the Steelers come in on all of this. They need to make his life difficult during camp. He doesn't need to carry bags. He doesn't need to be like a pledge or something like that. He needs to be put in uncomfortable situations. As uncomfortable situations as Chris Boswell has ever been put in. That needs to happen in camp. You need to find out what this guy mentally is all about and if he's prepared to go through the rigors of getting through a camp when the pressures are fully on him. And I'm not just talking about making a kick here and there at Friday Night Lights when they go to the high school. No. I'm talking they need to push into practice uncharacteristically moments of pressure every single day and more moments of pressure than they normally do during camp.
Situations Jim, just like that one at the end of minicamp.
All the time. Jim, I'm not talking about that end of camp kick where everybody stands around or whatever or just going down on the other end and those guys kicking at their leisure and making a schedule. I'm saying you stop practice at times and you yell, specials, where's kick team? Boom. Throw them out there at 45 yards and you put Chris Boswell on the spot a lot because this guy hasn't performed where he should feel comfortable at all. He should be exceedingly uncomfortable at Latrobe.
I agree with you, and that's really the only way to do it is that, you know, send everybody off the field at the end of practice. That's more choreographed than what you're talking about. And I think logistically that presents a few problems because they like to have everything regimented, and here's what we're doing here, 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 here. I agree with you, though.
You know what presents a lot of logistical problems?
Yeah,
losing.
Yes.
Or missing out on extra points or three here and there because you can't make a kick.
I mean, what was the guy last year? He was 13 of 20 or something on field goals.
He was the worst in the league of anybody that lasted long enough.
Of qualified hitters.
Right. And he went from being the best kicker in the league to the worst. And you can make the argument, even though we all know that, I mean, we talk about it every day during the seasons, all the problems that the Steelers have and reasons why they didn't win and won't win and haven't won. And yet you can actually make the argument that the biggest difference between 13-3 and 9-6-1 was the kicker.
And I think, too, you start off the season with a win as opposed to a tie, especially divisionally. It may change some things.
Completely changes the tone.
I think so, too. The kick that he misses in overtime against the Browns, it does change some things.
Luckily, their kicker was just as bad.
Oh, yeah, and the weather
worse.
Was bad
it
and
was
everything
just,
else.
What a rotten day. Man, that was
but
just awful.
I'm not above putting him in exceedingly uncomfortable positions at St. Vincent.
No, and I like the idea of, you know what, it's not even on the schedule, it's not on the practice plan anywhere, but I'm
right.
Mike Tomlin. And somebody hit the horn. And
come on, everybody, let's dance.
Let's go. Exactly. Hit the horn. Let's dance.
Well, have those two
and
guys.
And then have Matthew Wright go first. Have the rookie go first. And if he makes it, guess what, Boz? Here's your first chance to prove that you still deserve your job.
Make it, and not just it said, make it known and show it that he's lost incumbent status.
Yes.
That he's a guy fighting for a job. That neither guy has the belt, and it's a wide-open competition.
I think he knows it, though. I mean, based on that. Now, maybe he's giving the stock answer and saying what everybody expects him to say, but he's right.
Well, everything points to it. The bringing in of a rookie kicker, the pushing back the roster bonus, all of it. I mean, his performance last year should speak volumes to begin with.
Yeah, I'm all for it. And I don't. And look, you don't want to cross a line. You don't want to, you know, do anything ridiculous with it. But he should feel no comfort. I mean, none at all. Zero.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.